This is the 5-Minute Focus for June 28th, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. This is the 5-Minute Focus, an opportunity for us to get a little look at what's coming up. I already know, but I get to share it with you and get your comments. Love that. Also an opportunity for you to use the share button on your podcast app to share this with friends. In hour one, that's episode 167, I'm going to continue to say that the Republicans, should they gain control of the House or the Senate, they should subpoena the bosses of the media because their collusion goes so far back. And I believe now we have the hooks. I believe we have the hooks, a way to legally subpoena them and investigate their coverage because they have collaborated with the Democrats and the left and now the party, because it's no longer Democrats, it's the party. They've collaborated with them to destroy this country in so many ways. Their attack against Clarence Thomas was in partnership with then Senator Joe Biden.
Committee will please come to order. Judge, it's a tough day and tough night for you, I know. Let me ask, do you have anything you'd like to say before we begin?
Oh, Clarence Thomas had something to say. I'll remind everyone of what Clarence Thomas said. Had he been a liberal, it would have been etched into the sides of marble statues around the country as an heroic statement. But of course, the media took it a different way. Unanimously, near unanimous response to a decision of Roe versus Wade from that same media.
Give me just a moment of personal here.
Sorry, I'm getting, watching the women there. It's emotional.
What?
This is as devastating a ruling as can be imagined.
It's a very dark day in America.
We know that the Mockingbird media took money from pharma. We know that they took government money from the CDC and the FDA. To me, that opens the doorway to say, hey, how was that money given to you and what strings were attached? We know that the Mockingbird media is 100% pro-abortion. We know that Big Pharma loves Planned Parenthood. I'm curious, am I triangulating? Sure. But the government does this all the time. If Republicans win the House and the Senate, they should bring these people in for questioning. A viewer to C-SPAN got to talk to two journalists. This was his question.
Guys, this pretty much goes towards the media. I'm glad you have two gentlemen on there who work for the media. So for the past 4 years, previous 4 years of the previous president, all I've heard about was Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, fraudulent elections, fraudulent elections. American people didn't forget about these things, and that's all we heard about. And so the first question I'm going to have for you guys is, and then I'm going to follow up with a comment, is what happened to the Russia collusion? That was on the front of your newspaper.
Great question. And how is it that every single media organ suddenly parroted the phrase safest, most secure election in history? Were there federal monies tied to that? We can get the department heads from federal agencies in now. We can demand those answers now. Jim Jordan tried to get answers out of Deborah Birx. Remember her? She's the one who went on a family vacation for Thanksgiving after she told you to skip yours unless you wanted grandma to die from the COVID flu.
You're an expert. You were on the task force. You were part of this effort when you were in the previous administration. And you're saying in this administration that you can't rule out the fact that our government was lying to us when they told us the vaccinated could not get the virus.
I don't know about their discussions that they had in the task force.
Oh, you'll love this whole discussion. And if we can subpoena the media, maybe there's someone who could lead a committee should she get into office. That's Carrie Lake. Now, just a caution. At one point, this lady backed Barack Obama. Maybe she truly has had an awakening. Here she is being ambushed by a CNN reporter. Her response begins this way.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
CNN. You don't have a mask on anymore. What's
we're
going
we're
on?
Outside.
Do you have a minute to chat? Well, we're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
In hour two, on the topic of abortion, you know what is the abortion of our age? Now that Roe is gone, well, abortion still exists in abortion-happy countries like California and countries like Washington, former states. Our two, gender ideology is the new abortion of our time. Remember, Roe versus Wade started with an absolute lie.
Jane Roe's story was a terrible one. She said she had been gang raped, gotten pregnant, was desperate to get an abortion. That's what everyone believed, as long as Jane Roe remained anonymous. When she went public, she told a different story.
And we're seeing the same lies, same eugenics, same eugenicists in some cases around abortion as we see around gender ideology with the same outcome. It doesn't kill babies, but it prevents them from being born. And they continue to wrap abortion in lies on MSNBC.
We are still linked to the vestiges of slavery. And we see that in ways that are all around us in the United States with the rise of white supremacy, which is also tied to the efforts to dismantle Roe v. Wade.
So that woman who happens to be black, and I don't know if she identifies that way, how dare I choose to identify her race for her? Yeah, she says that white supremacists hate abortion, except abortion kills more black babies than any other race by a gajillion times. Weird idea. Anna Navarro, I had no idea she pretends to be a Republican, and CNN goes along with this. She uses her relatives who have disabilities to argue for abortion.
So why can I be Catholic and still think this is a wrong decision? Because I'm American. I'm Catholic inside the church. I'm Catholic when it comes to me. But there's a lot of Americans who are not Catholic and are not Christian and are not Baptist. And you have no damn right to tell them what they should do with their bodies. Nobody does.
Uh-huh. Except for the needles. Well, and parents who don't want their kids chemically or surgically mutilated, you have the right to tell the parents to sit down and shut up or go to jail. It all falls apart. It's very much the ideology, the gender ideology, very much the abortion of our time. We'll explore both of those topics over 2 hours, well, nearly 2 hours of podcasting, episode 167, 168. Please do use your share button to share this with friends. It's the best way for the program to grow, because things that don't thrive don't stay alive. Little Jesse Jackson for you there. Now, let's make sure that in these very important days that we're spending a lot of time with the Lord, but also asking the Lord to have people see his face through us.